fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, you don't have to agree with everything I say, folks, even though you can go check out 90%+ of what I'm covering for yourself. It's just admitted. But for heaven's sakes, question government, question mainstream media, question alternative media, question everything. And if questioning is a conspiracy theory, or saying that powerful people get together and try to expand their power and do it through government, to say that's a conspiracy theory is the height of ignorance, or if you're lying, if you're in the establishment, the height of propaganda. Chris in Louisiana, thanks for holding here on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say, man, I'm a 40-year-old father of two beautiful boys, 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And what bothers me most, man, I could talk about everything going on in the world. I listen to you every day. But it's like what matters most to me is like food, shelter, and protection, right? And they're just stripping all those away with the Indiana Supreme Court saying they can come anytime with or without any reason to come in. That destroys the Fourth Amendment. Then I can't protect myself, right, to bear arms now, slaughtering the Second Amendment. And then the food thing, it's like just getting really dire. And this,
and first they say the principal can't say a prayer at graduation. Now you can't get up there as valedictorian, the judges are ruling, and say, I want to thank God. And you can have whatever other free speech you want, but now you don't have your free speech because you go to a government school. That is ridiculous, and they know it's a fraud.
I just want to have my house for my family and my food and be able to protect them in the most basic, rudimentary, human kind of way. And I feel like that's hard to do these days, you know?
Well, that's what the Founding Fathers got angry about. And they petitioned and they begged and they rallied. And the Redcoats said, we're going to start searching your houses without warrants, and we're coming to get your guns. And you know what happened. So, Chris, we've got to wake up as many people as we can as we go into these dangerous waters. Because history is being made right now, and I understand what it's like to have children and to look into their innocent eyes and to only want to protect them. And that's why I don't have any fear of these globalists. That's why I'm not worried about what happens to my name, my body, any of it, because it's not just my children, it's every other child. There isn't one of us out there that's got our head screwed on straight that wouldn't give our life, not just for our own children, but for somebody else's child. And it's that type of instinct that builds civilization. This backstabbing yuppie attitude of giggling at everything and being passive, that destroys civilization and lets criminal wolves come in and take over. Tony in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, appreciate you taking my call. The reason I'm calling today is to talk about the police-style state bill being voted on this week in the Alabama State Senate. And it really hits home to me because I am a state constable. And also part of the Ron Paul meetup group. And we also watch bills up in Montgomery with an organization called Be Somebody Mobile. And we'll go up there and we'll watch these bills as they go through. And a couple of weeks ago, we were up there in committee watching this particular bill going through. It's a texting while driving bill. And what got me really concerned about this.
No, they got the same one in Texas. They say that they're going to grab your phone now, download the info that if you receive a text, I know that you'll be charged with it. And now I have a CNN article everywhere. The government's saying anything on your phone is theirs. Well, that's your computer. Sorry, go ahead. Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, it's a texting while driving bill. It's coming in, you know, to kind of fool people and believing this thing's going to be, you know, for their safety. But we examine the bill, and it actually does not forbid a driver from reading his phone, his text. They can play games on their phone while they're driving. That's not going to, they also allow them to use maps. And the most important thing is they can't, this bill does not cover if you're actually dialing a number while you're driving.
And this is too important. More Overdrive straight ahead. Stay there. We're going to do one more segment of Live Overdrive for Tony and then Sean in Australia and Dave in Oklahoma. That'll be it because we've got so much other key information coming up dealing with the attack and the retransmission on the First Amendment. But I want to talk about this texting bill. I'm going to dig out my CNN.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the man sitting in the Oval Office said that we're no longer a Christian nation in June of 2009? Did you know that he also said after 9/11 America didn't live up to its ideals? And while speaking in Egypt, he said, you might say that America is a Muslim nation. No wonder he says the Holy Quran, but never says the Holy Bible. What country is he talking about? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Your calls. The last caller raised the fact that all over the country they're trying to pass texting bills. And look, it is dangerous. And many studies show it's three times more dangerous to be texting while driving than drinking while driving. I mean, it's dangerous just to get a text and look at it. But here's a CNN headline. Warrantless cell phone searches spread to more states. And what happens is they arrest you for unpaid parking tickets. Or in Michigan, they just pull you over for speeding. They grab your cell phone, plug it into an extractor. They also have wireless systems that can do this. The feds do. And it downloads photos, videos, text, call log, voicemail, calendar items. And it all goes into a database. And CNN reports it like it's a good thing. And that now when you get arrested and are in the back of the squad car, including for unpaid tickets, they go ahead and take your phone. I mean, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, your phone is your computer. Your phone has everything on you about it, especially if it's the smartphone. And now even the cheap phones are becoming smartphones. They're already surveilling you without warrants. It says, think about all the data, photos, video, text messages, calendar items, apps, call log, voicemail, email on your cell phone right now. If you're arrested, could the police search your cell phone? And would they need a warrant? That depends on which state you're in. In California, it's legal for police to search an arrestee's cell phone without a warrant. You hear that? For any arrest. Ever since a January decision by the California Supreme Court, California civil rights advocates are pushing back. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, great folks, are supporting a California Assembly Bill, SB 914, which would require police in the state to get a warrant before searching an arrestee's cell phone. It'd be one thing if you had probable cause, arrested somebody for a dead body in the back of the car. Clearly, you want to know if the person's got more bodies at their house or people kidnapped. There's no warrant needed. Probable cause. Search that sucker right there. But to grab a phone, and it goes on to admit Michigan, anybody pulled over does this. They grab your phone, plug it in. Within seconds, it grabs. Within seconds, it breaks in. Within a minute, it grabs everything. And they go, have a nice day, thanks for all your info, then that's put into big data hoppers. Well, why shouldn't the local cops do that? The feds are already running basically everything through these NSA hubs, which, again, they denied a few years ago they did, now they admit. And the whole cybersecurity system has got the Pentagon with the more hubs going in to go through everybody's data. So going back to the caller is a constable, Tony in Alabama, and we'll talk to a few other callers, and he was getting to a bill, a texting bill, and talking about it being horrible, and he hadn't gotten to why it was horrible. I haven't read the Texas bill, but I heard them reading sections of it on local talk radio yesterday on 590 a.m. in the morning, and they were reading sections saying that even if you receive a text, that the cop now without a warrant we'll go through and see that you got a text then and then that you'll get a ticket for that. And then it's going to be $1,000 in Austin and only $200 outside Austin. Very bizarre. So it'll vary area to area. But again, I haven't researched it yet. I just for 30 minutes heard them talking about it. I don't know about this Alabama bill. Tony, you say you're up at the State House as a constable watching all this. What is your concern with the Alabama bill?
Well, my concern is this. I think it's just a way of abusing police power. In the bill, you know, they're trying to push it as a safety bill, but it actually, it does not forbid a driver from reading their text while driving or playing on the phone or anything like that.
So it just lets the cop get into the phone.
Yeah, you gotta ask yourself, okay, if this thing passes, if a policeman sees you just touching your phone, basically, because it doesn't forbid, the guy stood up there in committee and said, hey, you can dial your phone, you can call, that's fine. This bill does not, you know, not let you do that. You can use your map service on your phone. But my concern is when I stood up, you know, I was talking to some of the senators and I said, listen, how is a police officer like myself supposed to know the difference between you dialing somebody, dialing home to tell your wife you're coming home early or pick up some milk or something, or texting, and they just look at you like you're just stupid. That was a stupid question, and I'm like, well, as a constable, I couldn't tell the difference, and you're expecting me to enforce a law that's unenforceable. And so I even talked with some of the senators afterwards, and what really got me mad was one of the senators, when I was talking to him, he says, well, why are you so opposed to this unenforceable law? Why can't we just pass this law? And I said, let me turn that around for you. Why are you trying to pass a law that's unenforceable? What are you trying to get to? And why are you wanting to stop people? Because we're here in Mobile. We get stopped at every holiday for no reason down the street. We're really fed up with it, with these police stop, you know, these where they stop you and make sure you prove that you have insurance. They're basically saying you're guilty until you prove to us that you have this insurance. And now they're trying to start this bill. So I'm just telling everybody now, I appreciate you taking my call. If they can call the State House, they're in Alabama, they're listening to this. It has not passed yet, but it has passed committee, and it will be up for vote this week.
What do you think about all these states pulling people over, not even arresting them? Some states, like Michigan, they pull you over for speeding, and they grab your phone. This is on record, and plug it into a machine that sucks everything out of it.
Yeah, I think that's terrible. I mean, that's going beyond. You know, the police is a state constable, and half the state loves us, okay? Most all your rural areas where we're helping people, they love us. Some of your cities in Alabama, well, we're infringing on what they're trying to do in their corporate police, you know. And I'm not putting down the local police here. I work with some of them. And
well, let me ask you a question. How did we have giant cities with a half million people 100 years ago with only sheriffs and constables? Because you only got a sheriff or constable when something really serious was going on, everybody else had guns, and people were afraid to break in or rob folks because they would get shot. As we get more and more police, you notice the crime rate doesn't go down because most of the cops are busy revenue generating.
what I think this bill is really trying to do. Because the penalties for this is not $1,000. They're going to nickel and dime people to death so they don't go downtown, they don't fight it, and they're getting $25, $50. You know, these are the type of fines. They're just revenue generators. And another thing, the state constable is an elected position, too. So if I don't do my job, I lose my job.
No, I hear you. It's good to hear from you, Tony. Another good peace officer out there. Of course, again, elected. That's what you want. You want your police elected. Of course, the founding fathers had it wrong, though. We want to just have them do whatever they want, running wild. I don't know what to do about the texting issue. I think there needs to be serious local penalties if it is confirmed you're doing it for reckless driving. And let me tell you how you know reckless driving. A month ago, I went down to Port Aransas to go fishing for the weekend. And there was this going over the causeway out to Mustang Island. There was this giant gas truck. It had natural gas in it, swerving in and out of the two lanes. And I said, that guy's drunk. I said, the wind isn't high. And my wife's like, get around him. Get away from him. And it was this big 18-wheeler swerving in and out of the lane. And I did call on him because that's not tattletaling. That's exposing a serious danger. And I didn't call the police. I called. Normally they have a phone number. It didn't have a phone number. It had the name of the gas company and the truck number. But let me finish the story, though. I drove around him to get away, and he almost hit me again. I mean, he was all over the road. I'd say he was coming 3 feet the other side. And then once we drove past him, he was driving violently. And I called him, and I said, here's the truck number. He's going over the causeway, you know, towards Mustang Island, Port Aransas. But when we drove by him, with him swerving out of the lane, he was watching a video or texting. I don't know what he was doing. He had the smartphone, looked like an iPhone, in front of his face. This guy was driving a truck that's a giant bomb with it in his face. It's one thing if you get a message and you, you know, look over real quick, but see, that leads to more danger. That's how it starts. So I guess it isn't good. He's swerving all over the road with his gas truck, and when we drive by him, bigger than Dallas, he's got it in front of his face. I mean, 2 inches, like he was nearsighted or something, looking at the phone. So I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what that lunatic was doing. But, I mean, he was all over the road, worse than any drunk driver in a giant gas truck. And I did call the number on him. And I'm not one of these folks that, you know, gravel's coming out of a truck, so I call and tattle on them for not having it tarped down, or they swerve a little, or they get on my tail or something. I just ignore it. But let me tell you, this guy was out of his mind. All right, now I'm out of time again. Sean in Australia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you got on, Matt. Alex, are you there, mate?
Yes, I am. We got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, no worries, mate. I'm a member of the Gingin Property Group here in Western Australia, and I listened to that bloke talking the other day from Perth, and I just wanted to tell you, mate, I was at a meeting the other day, and there were dozens of farmers there who have just been totally destroyed by these UN laws, mate. And
now that's been on Australian TV, but is it right that half the farming land has been laid off, use the land people own for the carbon tax?
A good mate of mine had, they wanted to take his whole property and turn it into a park. He pays his, you know, payments to the bank for his property. They're going to take his whole land. And he fought it, and they only ended up taking 10 acres off him. So he was lucky. You know, he got away with losing 10 acres. But I was just going to say, the reason, like, that bloke the other day from Western Australia, the Sean bloke, he didn't know about the farming situation. And it's like that in Australia. Our media is so bad that people are just not told. And I myself wrote went to the Gingin Property Group meeting where all these great Australians were speaking who had been fighting these horrible UN laws for years. And, you know, there was no media there, so I had to write a letter to all the local papers and myself. And so the people just are not told, mate.
Well, listen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put you on hold and get your name and number. And you say you're, are you a farmer or you went to the farmer meeting?
Well, no, I'm not a farmer, but my family have always been farmers.
Yeah, well, we need to get some farmers on. Give us your name and number. Recommend some for us.
It's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Okay, if you look at what's happened in Europe, what's happened in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, it's a continuity of agenda. Cell phones under regulations, having tracker surveillance chips put into them under government orders. It's done in the entire Western world, standardized. Attacks on free speech, and the ways governments roll out these attacks on free speech is a shake and bake. It's like going and getting boxed mix for pancakes. It's got the same ingredients. So whether you're making pancakes in New Zealand or Austin, Texas, it's done the same way. And they have global think tanks that write the prospectus, that write the codes. Then the major corporations put the systems in place and then pass the cost on to you. My point by prefacing this next article with that is all of this is systematically designed. We can look at it and see its design, but you can also study it and see where the social engineers have designed it. And the social engineers have also used the controlled corporate media, the dramas, the sitcoms, the fiction, the nonfiction, to make it a joke that on these programs that if you question the system, if you question the rat maze, if you question the designers of the modern civilization that are overriding our normal human system, you're a conspiracy theorist. Questioning is a conspiracy theory. Reading RAND Corporation documents, reading UN documents, reading Council on Foreign Relations documents, being informed is bad and is crazy. And I likened it to Mike Judge's excellent film, Idiocracy, where a guy is in the army, it's a comedy, and gets put on a life suspension system, frozen in suspended animation for 300 years, and he wakes up, and in his day, he was a moron, but a couple hundred years in the future, he's a genius, because he's actually able to even talk in full sentences, and people laugh at him. They think he's showing off. The whole future is a police state, and he gets called into court, and he tries to stand up and defend himself because his lawyer is saying that he's guilty. And he goes, wait, you're my lawyer. And so he starts trying to defend himself. And the judge says, oh, look, you think you're fancy. You think you're smart. We're going to lock you up. And I digress. The issue here is there is a specific rollout plan to completely ban free speech under political correctness that is now in full swing all over the Western world. It has nothing to do with being liberal, nothing to do with people's rights, nothing to do with trendiness. That's the cover story. It's about global standardization for attacks on free speech. And because Europe is 5, 6, 7 years, depending on what country, ahead of us with this, we know what to look for here, and we can follow it on a roadmap. There are some areas of the social engineering and the dumbing down of society and the tattletale system that we in the United States are ahead of Europe on. And there's so many complexities. To simplify it, Europe, after World War II, all over Europe passed laws saying there is no Nazi party allowed because we just had a war with the Nazis. Sounded reasonable on the surface, but it set a precedent to where they could ban political organizations and groups. Now everybody can be affected. Then, okay, not just if you're a Nazi, no white supremacist organizations. People said sounds reasonable. If you create an organization or get involved, you get arrested. Long prison sentences. Automatic, go to jail. Then, well, we consider nationalistic parties, people that want sovereignty, people that want to keep their culture. That's now racist, so that's banned. Oh, you're a member of a government's parliament? You criticized Muslims firebombing things because of the Muhammad cartoons? You're going to go to jail. And those people are now in trial and going to jail. Oh, you're an American that has had an alternative view of history. You fly to Germany. Germany arrests you, puts you in jail. Now, that's the point Europe's up to. Now that's all coming here. And I want to break down exactly what they're going to do and how this is being rolled out. And it starts with judge bans prayer at Texas graduation. Now, we've all heard that before. The principal can't pray. But now the students, since it's happening nationwide, you can't thank God. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, my friends. I'm going to get into the way that governments end free speech, the way our government's trying to openly overturn the First Amendment, and again, they're trying the next generation to submit to all of this in the public schools. They are several generations into it, so I want to look at the progression of what's happened in Europe and how now it's being phased in here in our republic. They're not just violating the Fourth Amendment. They're not just violating the Tenth Amendment, the Second Amendment. There is a prosecutory war against the Bill of Rights because the Bill of Rights bars these banking usurpers from fully dominating us. Our government, our federal government, has been almost completely taken over by economic subterfuge and warfare. If you look at big corporations, they routinely put spies into each other's organizations. They routinely end wars. Fortune 500 are on record by having the son of one CEO or owner or chairman marry the daughter of the other organization. Humans always act the same. It's called royalty. They write the laws now. The lobbyists do. exempting the corporations from taxes, exempting them. They're allowed to traffic in narcotics, launder money, run child kidnapping rings. DynCorp Halliburton, Chicago Tribune, don't get in trouble for this. If you got caught doing it, it's all over the news. You're the ultimate devil, and you should be. But when they do it, it's just a dirty little secret. Let's keep that quiet. My point is the magnitude of the corruption going on by these systems is staggering. Absolutely staggering and mind-blowing what they're able to do. And they've taken our government over the same way in a hostile corporate takeover. They got their beachhead in 1913 and now completely run this country. But it's all done through fraud. And any time we collectively wake up to the fraud, it could all be ended through the systems the founders gave us. That's why, like a railroad track that could lead our system to freedom, they're tearing up that railroad track and they're building their police state next to it so that there's only one way to roll, and that's down their system. They're totally rewriting, reengineering the entire society. We're very deep into this. We're in the final phases of the total takeover. And folks, when you read their own Club of Rome, UN documents that we've published, republished, their Rockefeller Foundation documents, the Ted Turner quotes, covered my books, films, it is mind-boggling how evil it is once they get control. Once they've got the grid fully in control, they're finishing it up right now. It is horrible what's going to happen. Absolutely horrible. And they're going to have their politically correct police on the left and right come and arrest us. As Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, has written in two public policy reports. And his organizations and the groups that he's openly affiliated with, Media Matters and other George Soros groups, are openly calling for us to be arrested. They're openly calling for infiltration of our organizations and our imprisonment. Politico even reported on that 2 months ago, getting more of their secret documents. I mean, if they can get away with it, if they can sell the public on it, they're going to do it. And you need to understand that this isn't hype, ladies and gentlemen. I do not have words to describe to you the full import of historically, sociologically, what we're in right now. I'm just mind-boggled that it could have gone this far and that history is repeating itself so horribly right now with this high-tech overlay. And I'm going to cover that more later, too. Who lists cell phones as cancer hazard? They're telling you that now because so many tens of thousands of major universities and research facilities in the last, really, 30 years have come out. Before the FCC ever approved it, they had rodent studies. I'm going to do a video on this today after the show, a special report, in the 70s and 80s where the rodents all developed very serious cancers. Cancers that before were extremely rare, a particular type of brain cancers, are now commonplace. And they're almost always right on the side of the brain where the person tends to hold their cell phone. I tend to hold it on my left side. Ted Kennedy got his on the side where he holds it. It's a microwave relay system so powerful, it can shoot up to 10 miles to a tower. You've got a transmitter so powerful with a microwave blurp that it's able to go 10 miles. Now, do you think that's good for your head at point-blank range? Birds don't know any better than to build their roost up on those cell towers. They've even got preliminary studies on that, where you can just climb up in the nest and most of the eggs don't hatch. The birds are stumbling around. They got tumors all over them. They don't know any better either because they're animals. And they introduce these. We get used to them. We get accustomed to them. We take them into our homes. They surveil us. They track us. And they soft kill us with them. And they're now coming out with this because the scourge of brain tumors is growing so fast that they're going to say, see, we told you so. And then they're going to have new government-approved systems and how long you can use them. Again, it's all problem, reaction, solution. They knew full well what this was going to do. They knew that the we love to communicate. We love to have data on us. And so they know that we're not going to be able to control ourselves. We're going to kill ourselves. Even though I'm fully aware of this, I can't help it. I'm killing myself. My dad knows it. He can't help it. He's killing himself. You can't help it. We can't help it. We let our kids be around it. We can't help it. It's who we are. Killing ourselves to live. And I said I'd get to the other news. It's just that I think about one little thought area and it just opens up an entire giant panopticon of paradigms. I'm going to cover the attack on free speech here. I'm going to cover it. Before we go there, it not only supports our broadcast and finances what we're doing. If you believe in us, you should buy the books, the tapes, the T-shirts, the videos at Infowars.com. Great new film, The American Dream, animated film exposing the private Federal Reserve takeover. The perfect film to wake people up. Available at Infowars.com. This classic shirt, the answer to 1984 is 1776. People ask, what does that mean? Every time I wear mine out in public, I get question after question from waiters, people at grocery stores, on the street, Infowars.com on the back. We've got this new shirt, which is a classic that we haven't had in more than 6-7 years, Infowars.com, because there's a war on for your mind on the front, on the back, smaller, Infowars.com. This now is our best seller, folks. Absolutely love it. This is the second best seller that we've gotten. Tim just came in with brand new shirts that just came in today. I thought they were coming in Friday. Great job, bro. This is my own little design here. This baby is awesome. Fluoride is an industrial waste added to the drinking water by our government for the purpose of medication. That's on the back. More toxic than lead, the active ingredient, many pesticides linked to increases in bone cancer, brain damage, and lower IQs. Be a walking billboard for truth. On the front, it says there's poison in the tap water with a big droplet with a skull on it, Infowars.com, dark blue. And I believe this is going to be our best sellers. Now, this is American Apparel. So these shirts, instead of costing us $3, made in Mexico, I will not get made in China. I don't mind giving Mexico business. At least some of the money comes back up here. They need some business down here so they don't come up here and get on welfare. So a lot of the shirts we have are made in Mexico or Venezuela. I don't have a problem with that at the end of the day. China is my big issue. That's what's killing us. So people complain when we had American Apparel. They said, why are these shirts more? Okay, well, I haven't. So we're going back to American Apparel. Sorry, Mexico. These are made in the United States. And I said sell them at $19.95, but they cost us like $7.50. And after we ship them from the factory, it's like $8 and something. But it doesn't. We need funds to fund our operation. We're not funded by the globalists. This is a jersey design. A jersey design. Discover the spirit of 1776. Infowars.com. And it's got navy blue ring at the top and on the arms. I'm really proud of this shirt. And on the back, discover 1776, Infowars.com. This baby is awesome. And great job to the designers for taking my concept and putting it into this format. Actually, the folks that make our shirts, they're all printed right here in the U.S. They put all this together, and it's just absolutely awesome. And these are made in America, printed in America, everything. America, America, America. The cotton grown in America, 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 America. And instead of, again, these costing me $3.50 or whatever, $7+, but American Apparel, available at Infowars.com. Discover 1776. People are really going to ask, what does this mean? And you're like, well, I'm not into LeBron James, or I'm not into the Rangers, even though they did a really great job at the World Series last year, and I even accidentally watched a few times. The point is that these are awesome baseball-style jerseys, and I love them. So there's the blue one, red, white, and blue. And that's what red, white, and blue is all about, is the spirit of 1776. And then look at this baby. It's got an American shield. Discover the spirit of 1776, Infowars.com. On the back, it's got 1776, Infowars.com. You better believe I'm going to be wearing these. Okay, so there is all the new shirts. Tim Frugier heard me plugging and ran in. I usually only plug things for a minute or two per hour, but now I've gone off the deep end plugging all these new T-shirts and videos and books. And everything we've been able to do is because you funded us and supported us. So I want to thank you. Also, a lot of big AM and FMs are picking us up. Exponential. It's actually scary how big an effect we're having thanks to you spreading the word. And I tell you, it didn't hurt being on the cover of Radio Inc. last year and now on the cover of Talkers magazine. So we're getting on average 3 big stations. We love the mom and pops. They're awesome, too. But we're getting 3 big stations a week. in major cities, I mean, the big stations. A lot of them are carrying us live weekdays, not just at night or on the weekends. Very exciting. Support their local sponsors. Call their sponsors. Say, I'm buying a car from you because you're on this station that Alex Jones is on. I'm buying a water heater from you because you're on this station Alex Jones is on. Or if you're a local carpet installer company or tile or our car dealership or a restaurant, advertise on my show because I want to empower those radio stations that have owners and managers that are patriots and know the world government's real and know the tyranny is real, and I want to supercharge and support them for their bet for liberty. A lot of them, I've been told, aren't just picking us up because they're patriots. They realize the ratings we'll get. Whatever. Whatever reason you pick it up. The point is, it's very exciting what's happening, and I'm done ranting about that. But be sure and support those local AM and FM stations. And I know that is happening. Very, very exciting on that front. Okay. What are we talking about here? What are we dealing with here? What are we facing? We are facing a total takeover of our free society. And earlier, before the last break, I broke down how in Europe they started out 60 years ago saying, if you try to start a Nazi party, that's a military organization we just beat, you are going to be arrested. And then a few years later, if you start a white supremacist organization, you're going to be arrested. And then a few years later, if you criticize any official history of World War II, you'll be arrested. And then they expanded it out to, what, a decade ago, BBC reporter Robin Page, host of One Man and His Dog, by the way, a liberal on most issues. He was at a rural affairs event. His show is walking around England with his dog from small town to small town, visiting pubs and churches and, you know, giving a tour. Very popular show in England, running for many years at the time. He was speaking at a rural affairs event where they're putting taxes on the farmers to shut them down, banning the fox hunt that's part of their culture. You better have a fox hunt. They'll kill all your chickens and your geese. And breed like rats. And he was getting up there and he said, our communities, our rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. Now, you can pull this up. BBC presenter arrested for using the word homosexual. When they arrested him, he said, it's the name. Heterosexual, homosexual, Caucasian, Negro. You use those terms now. You say, hey, Caucasian to a white guy, he'll get mad. I mean, that's like calling water H2O, and you're like, you're racist against water. It's the name of it. And the name of a jade plant I have at my house is a succulent. I'm not calling it, you know, evil. The point is, they arrested him for using the word homosexual, which they now judge as inflammatory. See, this is about groups, unelected bureaucracies, just adding to list what they say is illegal. Now you can pull up BBC articles where they're approvingly reporting, oh, in Europe and England, there are, per city, hundreds of police dispatched every week to coffee shops and restaurants and tea shops listening for criticism of immigrants. First, it was racial slurs. They hear you talking, and they're recording you next to you. Secret police. But it's okay because it's politically correct to have secret police, see? And then it can be expanded to other things. Oh, folks that don't like the crown, folks that don't like the euro, they may have to be arrested. That's been discussed. And they record you criticizing people from Pakistan. But whether you love folks from Pakistan or hate them, the point is, it's your right to sit there at a tea shop and say, man, I'm sick and tired of the open borders and all the foreigners getting on welfare here. And they also then tend to hire foreigners to then be the rulers over the people in England, in Canada, in the U.S. But I have members of parliament on to break that down. The CPS workers are mainly former Eastern Europeans who grew up under hardcore tyranny and think it's good. That's who comes and takes your kids. They can't even speak English. But again, I'm digressing with little details here. That's the problem about my thought process. I don't sit here and think about what I'm going to even say. I just give you the full spectrum of what I'm thinking about, and it's impossible through spoken word. The amount of evidence is so monumental. Okay. Going back, so 50 years after World War II, we're now 60 years, but 50 years, 10 years ago, they would arrest you for using the word homosexual. Now they're openly saying arrest people that criticize man-made global warming And you see Cass Sunstein here in the U.S. pushing that. And now the police are coming and raiding homes and harassing people, and members of government are calling for Lord Monckton's arrest. And they're calling for it here in the U.S. as well. We should arrest people that don't agree with us. See, so it goes from let's ban Nazi speech to now let's ban everybody's speech. And the same thing started here in the U.S. I see cases every week or two where someone takes a Bible with them in their book bag, and the teacher freaks out, takes it, throws it away, confiscates it. The kid gets thrown out of school. But wait, you could bring a Harry Potter book. You could bring a book about gardening. You could bring a book about Buddha or Islam, I'll guarantee you. Don't bring that Christian book, because the system is going after the dominant group. If the dominant group was Islam here in the U.S., the system, the social engineers, would be going after that. They'll use whatever group they can to destroy whatever the dominant group is, to drive a wedge. That's the social engineers. Now, here in Texas, and it's the same way nationwide, first it's don't allow a prayer by the coach at the football game, or don't let the principal say a prayer, because it's a government school and some folks aren't Christians. You could argue that's reasonable. But see, it's not, because next, now they're telling the valedictorian and others, and this is happening all over the country, not just Texas, you will not say anything about God. We'll break it down when we come back. Now, your speech is...
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So there is now a direct attack on free speech. Churches were having to pull down crosses in some areas because cities pass ordinances and say people are offended by seeing it. First, it's schools can't have them. Then it's Ten Commandments have to be taken down. Then it's 200-year-old crosses on hilltops. And in cases you go back and look, some old farmer, you know, gave the land, you know, 100-and-something years ago. There's so many of these cases. You've seen them in the news all the time. To have their hilltop have a cross on it, it's given to the city, and then the city later pulls it down. But see, under political correctness, you could have any other symbol. You could have a big Buddha up there. You could have a menorah up there. But you don't have that Christian cross. We're going to break that down in a moment. First, I want to tell you about Pure Water Freedom. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. They've got whole house, tabletops, reverse osmosis, all made in America. I know that upsets some people. I'm sorry. I am a right-wing extremist. PureWaterFreedom.com. Okay. Now, continuing here. And I know, but I just want to point this out to everybody so we constantly think about it. How many hundreds of times? In fact, probably thousands. It seems like every day I scan through talk radio or the news, I see you know, every year at the start of school and at the end of school, but especially graduation, you hear, there will be no religious talk at the commencement. The principal, any of the speakers, official speakers are told, you will not talk about religion. Well, I mean, you could have an official speaker who was, say, a NASCAR champ at a high school, if, say, their kid goes there, and come and talk about NASCAR. And I thank God for giving me the gift to be able to drive this NASCAR that well. I've actually seen NASCAR guys after winning races say that. Or you now see in the NFL people getting in trouble for saying they thank God. Oh, you're not supposed to show anything. I mean, it's replete with it. You constantly hear about kids being sent home for having a Bible. But you can have any other book you want. It's selective. It's discriminatory. Because if they can bring down the biggest group, if they can target and shut up that group, then they can shut up anybody. And that's what's being done here. Now, first it's, and you've been hearing this for over a decade, oh, schools, all these ACLU lawsuits, you can't have the principal get up there and give a religious speech. And I tend to almost agree because what if the principal, you know, is a part of a group I don't agree with? I mean, yeah. Thomas Jefferson said separation of church and state in a letter. It's not in the Constitution, saying you don't have the government officially setting up a religion because they always had that in Europe and wars over it, saying we're Catholic, we're Protestant, we're this, we're that. We're not going to be like the Arabs killing each other over Sunni government or Shiite government. You know, we're not going to have that. But that doesn't mean that you then can't go to school and have a Bible in your bag or say a prayer at lunch. You've seen those articles of kids being kicked out of school because they say prayers at lunch. That's your First Amendment. That's Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble for a redress of grievances. Or the press. See, it's all there. It's not just you're allowed to put a crucifix in a bowl of urine and have taxpayers pay for it. That is separation of church and state. That's what, see, the government does the opposite. The government cannot build a giant cross and have you worship it. And the government can't pay, what was it, $500,000 for a crucifix in urine. But now they've told the kids, the valedictorian and others, you don't talk about God or nothing. Or thank God for you getting number one grades.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.